All right. Hello, and welcome to Untitled Cobalt Game. Wait, where's my podcasting equipment?
Check the river. Or is it the lake? I can't remember what the goose does with it.
A small pond.
Mm. Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Pack Tactics, a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. My name is Crash. I will be your DM for the evening. Tonight, I am joined by a bunch of awesome, incredible people, including Chris, Ellie, Jen, Cindy, Io will be joining us shortly. They are currently on their way home. But in the meantime, what happened a couple weeks ago?
We started chasing the moon, and
we discovered clerics don't get their spell slots back.
Right.
Docs had a terrifying realization.
Mm-hmm. And we went through a wall of some kind, and that's all I remember right now.
Oh, right.
We need to enlist Millie to do the recaps for this episode, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
She gets really into it. It amuses me highly. Now,
in fairness, though, when Millie does it, it's the recap from Paige's
point
of view.
From Paige's point of view, yeah.
Yeah, and this would be like, y'all went after the moon and you didn't take me with you. So, you know, whatever. End right. of recap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we chased the moon and we went through a wall. And then we were in like a space river. And then we pulled the wings in to the ship and moved faster. And then we figured out with the cleric thing. And I can't remember what happened to the moon after that.
We're still chasing it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
The best part about 2 weeks ago, because we didn't record last week, but the best part about 2 weeks ago was what could have been a half hour of RP, the players drug out to 2 hours. And as a DM, I have no problems with this.
I'm sure we've done that before.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
On more than one occasion.
Right, yeah.
I was like, well, I don't need to do my prep for next time. It's still all there. Well, to clarify a little bit of the recap, you found the edge of the crystal sphere for the Circulus system and a small box that you had found inside the Astereater that had eaten not Gox, but I don't have the right D&D Beyond page open.
Zax.
Thank you. Not Gox Jr. either, so I can't call you that, and should not call you that. There is one JR, and that is a robot. There we go. There's my character. Look at all them all sitting in a row. Okay, so you found that. You went through it because you'd seen the moon go through earlier. The small box was a key to open up a portal in the crystal sphere so you could go through, and that got you to the phlogiston. Or phlogiston, if you're pronouncing it the way I think it's supposed to be pronounced. I learned how to pronounce things from reading books, so that's a failure on my part. Frequently called the flow. And it's very much like a river in that the more that you get into its current, the further it pushes you along and allowed you to reach speeds that you were previously unable to reach. The downside is, one, you waited to take a long rest before you went through. So the moon had an additional 8 hours to gain. And two, the person piloting the moon, things I never thought I would say, knew early on that more of the flow hitting the moon would push it faster. So they'd had 8 hours of the moon completely immersed in the current of the flow to push it forward. Upon going through, it took a few failed religion checks from the cleric because, as was complained about very verbally and with some accuracy, religion is an intellect stat check and clerics are wisdom based, which made this slightly difficult. But, so not Zax, Dax. She's Zax, he's Dax.
Yes.
Yeah. Dax had a moment.
Yes, we're doing that again.
Yes, because that is a spot on the bingo card.
Mm-hmm.
Dax was going, are you there, Melora? It's me, Dax. No, really, are you there? And no one was answering. There was no presence of Melora whatsoever that Dax could sense. And this is something that JR also picked up, not because JR is a follower of Melora. JR is like their father before them, an adherent to Clark, the god of sufficiently advanced technology. And JR noticed it first. So it's been about a week, and Dax has not been able to phone home. Dax has been able to receive his spell slots back, but not trade out his spells. But at least after a long rest, the spell slots have been coming back for Dax. So there's that. There was that small comfort. But it's
summer lanings.
Yes, but it's been a week of this. So Dax, how have you been taking to this?
Dax regrets so many life choices. He's not enjoying it, bud. Like, at all.
Well, if one were to take a look at a cutaway view of the ship, as if they were playing The Sims, where would they see Dax?
Do we have our own individual quarters?
Yes and no. There is technically a captain's cabin, but there's also general crew quarters. My guess is the captain's cabin has pretty much been used for storage for the most part.
Then he would probably be in the crew quarters the majority of the time. Being, what's the word I'm looking for? In sheer denial at the lack of ability to connect to Melora. Meditating, trying to connect.
Okay. For a good portion of that time, JR hangs out right next to Dax, often tries to mimic Dax's mannerisms and behavior. JR, everything is new to JR. Like, the first time they got to sit down was when they were asked to sit on this ship.
Which is why they're adorable.
Yes. And they don't know how to panic. So they're learning to panic from watching you.
Which is fair. Dax is very good at panicking.
I mean, JR is learning from a master. Let's go through the rest of the crew, just as a, not as a recap, because this is new information, but just to cover what everyone else is also doing. Neri, how are you spending this week?
Piloting, mostly, I assume.
Okay. Well, someone has to do it, and Dax doesn't seem to be up for the task currently.
And practicing looking through the spyglass.
Okay.
When I'm not in the pilot's chair, I'm practicing looking through the spyglass. I don't want to get caught with my pants down again like that.
Okay. Give me a survival check.
No.
Okay, with a 25, you're pretty sure you're going in the right direction. For a decent amount of time, for several days worth, you were able to see that the moon was pretty much going in a straight line away from you, in the same direction that the current was going, go figure. But it was slowly gaining on you. Before, when you were in the space inside the crystal sphere, you were definitely gaining on the moon. The tables have been turned in flow space.
So we're not going quite as fast as it.
No. You did figure out the trick of if your ship has its wings totally submerged in the current of the flow, you go a lot faster, but there's more of the moon to push. Right. And the thought would there's more of it to push, but it doesn't weigh anything.
Right.
Yeah. So it had 8 hours to pick up speed and then it just kept moving. So Zax.
Okay. So it's been a week and we're just flying through the same thing. And I am a bored barbarian at this point. I can't fly the ship. I can't fight anything. So I'm probably looking for like bars across the part of the ship where I can like do pull-ups or something and just kind of use that energy somewhere.
Give me a dexterity check.
Okay.
I would allow acrobatics.
Okay. That hit something. Let's try it again. That also hit something. Okay, that one did not. That's an 11. And dexterity is +3.
Okay. So that would be a 14. You learn something fascinating by accident.
Okay.
You were not intending to fall over the side of the ship.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is not something where you woke up in the morning and said, you know, I am so bored. What if I just have a kobold go overboard?
Oh, no.
And I don't quite care.
This is the second thing I've fallen off of or into since we started this.
Well, fun fact about falling over the side. The way Spelljammer gravity works for ships is not the way it's supposed to work in real life. Isaac Newton would look at these physics and go, what are you drinking? imagine, if you will, the ship is divided in half horizontally. There's a horizontal plane going through that's imaginary.
Okay.
Everything on the top half of the ship, which is where you've spent most of your time, gravity is pulling you down towards the middle.
Okay.
If you go underneath and you're on the bottom of the ship, compared to what everyone else thinks of as the top, gravity's pulling you up towards the middle.
So am I spinning around the ship now?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't a one that you rolled. If you rolled a one, I would have you just going in orbit around the ship going, guys, hey,
waving back around. Waving frantically at the windows as I go by. Okay.
Yeah. Like, you'd be saying like two words of a sentence every time you went around. It'd be absolutely hilarious for everyone but you.
Probably true.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Zenosha, who would just have one more... No, not Zenosha. Zenosha probably would be unfazed by this. Dax, however, would have one more thing to freak out about.
True. Yeah, we don't want to let him know about that.
Yeah, but you we'll found that if you're on, if you're not in a gravity well and you mm-hmm. go underneath the ship, you can stand upside down, so far as everyone else is concerned.
Oh,
you still feel
cool.
like you're right side up on the bottom of the ship. There's still
that's
there.
Interesting. I am no longer bored.
I imagine that several ideas.
I'm what?
You're terrifying.
I imagine that several ideas occur to you over this week for how you can use this as a practical joke. I imagine that Dax is not amused by any of these ideas that come to fruition.
No, that wouldn't work at all.
Dax, look, there's something out on the wing.
I'm out there waving. Hey, check it out.
Meanwhile,
man, the hyperventilation beard.
Meanwhile, the Lord of All Mushrooms, or Lady of All Mushrooms, depending on what title you want to have today, Zenosha. What has Zenosha been up to? What's she doing?
Oh, I probably have a few shifts where I'm flying the plane as well, because we're going to want to be flying that thing the entire time now. And I'm going to be spending most of it probably just growing mushrooms and trying to perfect my mushroom soup.
Give me a... I already did survival check, but sure, give me another survival check. Nature could have worked for this, but I think survival would be better for the results I'm looking for.
13.
You feel like it needs more oregano. Unfortunately, oregano is not a mushroom.
Okay.
But you're working on it. It's better than before. JR has attempted to partake in the mushroom soup. It did not end catastrophically. JR did not know what to expect. I imagine several kobolds were expecting some type of catastrophic failure, but it is what it is. So, with constant checking through the spyglass, I will say that Neri, after a while, starts to notice a large black shape on, well, there's no such thing as a horizon right now, but a large black shape in the distance that resembles the large black sphere that your world was contained within when you left.
Uh-huh.
You don't feel like you've been going in a circle, so your assumption is you're not back home. But then probably how would you not. Know if you were going in a circle?
Also true. Although we're following the moon, and if the squid guy on the moon is... The squid guy on the moon seems to be doing something on purpose, and if that something on purpose is going in a big circle, then he's wasted a lot of our time.
A month and a week, to be precise.
So I will relay this to the rest of the crew.
Would I be able to hear... that from where I'm standing it, on the
imagine
the
if
ship.
You will a small house that's about the size of the habitable area.
Okay.
Unless you make use of rope, the habitable area of your ship is all within shouting distance. If you make use of rope,
okay,
you might be able to get out to where the edges of the wings are, and then maybe okay. It might be a little bit harder to hear, and at the same all time right, but... it would be the most epic water skiing ever.
All right, well, I figure I'm probably standing underneath, like, the bridge, maybe. So I'm going to, like, come back around and get back in the ship, then, if I can hear that.
What's going on?
We were just going over what each of the characters was doing. By the way, hi, Io. Welcome back. Happy birthday.
Hello. Thank you. I'm 20 years old now.
Woo! That's a nice birthday number.
We have your walker, wheelchair, and oxygen tank ready to go. Welcome to old age. You may now
years
complain about the you get this complimentary shirt that says music band in the AC/DC logo.
And you also get a sign that says stay off my lawn for your card.
Yep. Okay. But in all seriousness, let's talk about small lizard people. So what we just did was you've been chasing the moon for about a week since the last session. And I was asking everyone what their character would be doing during the last week. Dax spent his time freaking out. Neri spent her time being highly productive and piloting the ship and tracking the moon. Zax discovered that she could walk underneath the ship, and a good time was had by Zax.
Mm-hmm.
Dax disagrees. And Zenosha's been working on her mushroom stew recipe. So what would Chroma be doing for this week?
I have a good surprise I've been working on.
It's reassuring you started that with a good surprise.
Otherwise, it's less reassuring for the party that you laughed so much at first, but the DM is here for this.
A little, but okay. It'll be interesting at least.
JR looks
kind of
excited.
Boring on the ship when you can't do anything. So what you got?
Some more sidearms, but they're in extra dimensional space right now, so I'll show you later.
They're where?
You know, like bags of holding.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the things that don't work and flow.
What Chroma's actually been doing is working on her artificer turrets, which get summoned out of nowhere in a turn, so I assume that what gets done is they get, like, built off-screen and stored.
Oh, certainly. You build them off-screen, but you can't store them.
Oh. I don't know what I do then.
You know exactly how to store them interdimensionally. It looks very similar to a bag of
holding. It doesn't say they're stored interdimensionally.
Working.
I just...
You know exactly what it's supposed to do. It's not doing it. And when you look in a bag of holding... Because I think several of you have bags of holding. They're just bags.
I don't know.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, I do have one, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing you had in a bag of holding at the time you went into the flow was retrievable.
I don't think I must have put stuff in it somewhere, but I didn't have it written down. Okay, so stuff will probably be missing then.
Well, the good
news is... It doesn't actually say that they're stored interdimensionally in the rules. I just...
Oh, yeah. This is the DM making things up as he goes along.
Okay.
Yeah. But something that Neri did discover with a decent survival check was that you're coming up to what you can assume to be another crystal sphere. And you're approaching it at a fairly high speed. If you didn't have a key that lets you go through the last crystal sphere, you might be a little concerned about your speed.
So are we going to, like, hit the wall of that one, or will the little cube thing work again?
I don't know.
I mean, I assume it's going to work again.
Dax is still in crew quarters meditating.
JR is attempting to meditate. So far as JR knows, it's just powering down.
I mean, if you wanted, we could go slow again as we went up to it, and I could hold up the key again, and we could make sure. But I'm pretty sure it'll work again.
Dax and JR are slowly becoming besties over this week period.
The trauma has brought them together.
Yep.
Now, I will say that, Neri, you would be aware of this because you're the one who's been mostly piloting the ship and also been using the spyglass. This crystal sphere, similar to the one that you came from, is not completely within the main current of the flow. As you approach, it seems to almost be imperceptibly, because of how large it is, it's really hard to tell, bobbing within the flow. Parts of it are sticking in the current. Parts of it are sticking out a little bit into areas where the flow is not as dense. So if you brought the ship more out of the main current of the flow, you probably could slow down to approach cautiously.
Well, I don't think I got a response. Would we like to do that?
It's probably not a good plan to, like, smack into it if you could avoid it. I mean, tactically, it's a bad decision, so I say slow down.
You could probably steer around it if you wanted to.
I think the key will work. Did the moon go in that one?
I don't know.
I would require a perception check.
Who?
Anyone wanting to use a spyglass.
Okay, I'll try. Chroma's going to grab the spyglass and got a 15.
Okay. So you remember when the moon first went through the crystal sphere that you're from, it opened up a very large hole, went through, and then the hole closed behind it. When you check the spyglass, you see a hole closing.
The moon did go in there. Okay.
All right. Then I'll bring her to the side and start edging out of the flow.
Okay. It does take a few more days for you to get there.
I'm not sure we want to approach slow if it's going to take days.
Well, it's better than smashing into it.
Basically, you're planning ahead. So when you start to get closer, that's when you start to slow down.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine. But these spheres are so huge, you can see them ahead of you. Like, they don't pop up out of nowhere. You see them coming from a lot more than miles away. Yes. And as you get closer, you start to feel that cube of yours getting warm again.
Oh, it is working.
Well, that's a good sign. So it just opens all these things then? Like some kind of key, I guess. What do you call those? Skeletons? Something like that.
Like a skeleton key.
Yeah, that's it.
JR waves.
Or a mystery key. But mystery keys only have a small chance of opening doors. So let's hope it's not like a mystery key.
Good to know. And I wave back at JR because he's waving.
JR has still assumed that like every so many minutes, they're just supposed to wave. It's been over a week of this.
Yeah, you just wave back. It's all right.
Okay. And you get closer and closer. The cube gets warmer and warmer. And as you approach slowly and cautiously, because I'm assuming you don't attempt to do anything close to ramming speed, a hole in the side of the crystal sphere opens up to enough of a diameter that you'd be able to pass through carefully.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'll pass through carefully.
Okay.
Still the coolest thing.
Two things happen immediately. The first of which is, as you go through, you become, now those of you who wear glasses would be very much aware of this. Stuff will build up on your glasses over time, and when you go to clean your glasses, it's like you can suddenly see for the first time ever. No, it's not for the first time ever, yes. Just since the last time you cleaned your glasses. You get the sensation because as you go through this hole in the crystal sphere and leave the flow leaves you behind. And you just gotten used to it permeating everything. Oh. It does not enter the sphere with you. Like, even if you're inside and not looking out the giant crystal eyeballs of this dragonfly ship, you can tell exactly where the edges of the sphere are because the flow just does not come through.
Chroma starts hurriedly, shoving what look like some kind of mechanical parts into her pouches. Well, taking them out of some bulging pouches and shoving them into ones that don't bulge out.
Yes, that is something else that is not immediately obvious to the party, but the bags of holding work again. The other thing that happens immediately, only two of you are aware of, and one of them is an NPC. Dax, it feels like someone just opened a window in a stuffy room.
Do I feel her?
Yes. You are immediately hugged by JR.
I immediately hug him as well at the same time.
Your feet are not touching the ground. JR stood up.
Oh, are you two okay again?
JR waves.
Chroma waves back.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we're good.
Good.
I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, y'all were pretty miserable for a while, so it's good that got fixed, I guess.
I hated every moment.
We could tell.
And I tried putting stuff into the holding pouch, and I could put it in.
Oh, so those work again. Okay, cool.
And I can do my good surprise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's the good surprise?
Can't tell you. It's a surprise.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a guess here.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly take away some of Crash's thunder, and I apologize for that. But inside the sphere, if it's anything like our sphere, is a solar system.
One would assume.
Give me a dexterity save.
Oh, no.
Because everybody I imagine that Neri is still piloting.
Okay.
Oh.
So all of us then.
No.
No?
Neri.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, a dirty 20 will do it. you narrowly avoid a collision with the largest aquatic turtle you've ever seen in your life.
Wow.
Is that a space turtle?
Well, I think it's a space turtle. It's in space. It looks
I don't
like
know. Does it move?
It's a space turtle.
We have to know if it moves.
Well, it just flew past you. You dodged.
Any elephants?
I love that that's where you went with this. Considering tonight's episode is called All the Way Down.
And now I get it. Okay.
Oh, it is.
Readers of Pratchett are going to either love or hate tonight's episode. You did not see anything on the turtle's back.
Okay.
It just went past.
Well, at least that one doesn't want to eat us. Or me.
A friend.
Not necessarily.
Hey, Neri, you're good with critters. Does that look like a friend? I bet that looks like a friend.
That is not a critter.
That's not a critters are little tiny things, right? Like that glob of goo that.
Okay, so it's a big critter.
To. Okay.
You probably put the whole critter. Farm on that turtle's back.
There's big critter and then there's planet.
I don't know if it's planet size.
No, it's about the size.
Turtle's back?
You could probably fit all of Meepo's farm on its back, but wow. Not the surrounding countryside.
Maybe like asteroid size? Real asteroid, not worst asteroid mimic thing.
No, I mean,
yeah,
it's nowhere
pretty bad.
It's nowhere near as large as that other turtle that's over there.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that one appears to have a city on its back.
We need to go over there, right?
We need to find the moon.
It may be slightly easier to find.
Well, which direction is it going? Is it going the way the moon is going? Because then we might be able to.
Do we see the moon around here?
Perception check.
I need to reboot. I'll be right back.
Okay.
And Sidekick needs to behave itself.
I rolled a 24 for perception.
Oh, I got a 12.
I got a 21.
I've got an 18 plus 2. I have a 20.
I assume people are relieving Chroma of the spyglass as she attempts to point it at everything at once.
Just like, you know,
well,
come here.
She goes to look for the moon, but spends more time looking at the turtles. So
yeah.
Consecutively, each kobold pulls the spyglass out of another kobold's hands to look through. There are some incredibly good rolls. None of you is seeing the moon. There's more than two turtles in here. There's the one really large one that appears to have a small ball of fire orbiting around it. Still no elephants, but there is a city that appears to be built on its back. And there's other smaller turtles, whereas many of them have things on their backs. Some of them do not.
I love this sphere.
Nobody's going to believe this.
Let's go over or to the city and ask them if they've seen a moon.
I suppose that's probably our best action right now.
Oh, wow. I suggested a good idea. Like when you're going along with?
We're all just as shocked.
Had to happen eventually.
Okay. And Ellie, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So it's been suggested and seconded that you head towards the city on the largest turtle's back.
Okay.
All right.
Take us in, Captain.
As you get closer. Sorry?
Go ahead.
As you get closer, you start to notice more details. The city has several spires that stick up quite high off the turtle's back, although most of the city is much lower to say lower to the ground would probably be a disservice, but closer to surface level. Let's put it that way.
Lower to the shell.
Yes, although there seems to be a thickness to the shell that is not just shell material. Like there's actual rock and dirt and what appears to be an ocean on one side that is spilling off into space. You'd think that it would exhaust itself, but it's not doing so.
This is the coolest turtle ever.
This is weird.
Yep.
Isn't it neat?
Okay, needle work.
Sure, neat works.
And as you get closer and closer, you notice that there is, in fact, an area that you could assume is an area that's docks. Many of the docks do extend out into a large body of water. that you might not want to sail in because, again, the whole going off the side thing. But there are also additional platforms that appear to be made for things that don't land in water but can still land. Now, you make this assumption because you see a lot of ships. Some of them are parked, some of them are parking or lifting off. You have found essentially a spaceport.
Wow. I wonder if there are any gifts here. Or Chroma, other kobolds.
Chroma, give me a perception check. You specifically.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'm going to find a parking pad that's empty.
Oh, nat 20.
Wonderful. So you don't see a lot of these, but you do spot one ship that looks like a giant nautiloid. You've seen that design before.
Oh no. Hey, guys?
Yeah?
That thing? We don't want to ask it if it's seen a moon.
Okay.
That's an Illithid ship.
Okay, so they're hostile?
Oh, no.
Maybe.
I mean, the last ones we met weren't exactly the nicest.
Well, yeah, I mean, it could have killed
tentacle
us.
Tentacle monsters in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't really met too many tentacled monsters in the world, but...
I still have hope for diplomacy.
Didn't the one who stole the moon imply it was hiding from the rest of its species?
Exactly.
So you gotta wonder why it's hiding.
Right. I don't think the rest of its species are nice people, generally. And not bad in the way of, like, cause a bunch of trouble. I mean, like, scares Monty a little bad.
Oh. We don't know why the one that stole the moon was hiding, though. I mean, maybe that one's an outlaw, or maybe... I don't know. Maybe the rest of them are. I mean, we could be going into a really hostile situation, depending on how many are on that ship and if they know about us.
For all we know, none. And somebody captured that ship.
Oh!
I mean, it could be.
Well, I guess we gotta find out.
Just kind of plan for battle, just in case.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm prepared.
Okay. And the ships are a wide variety of designs. Many of them are designed to look... or resemble in some way, shape, or form living creatures. Most of them, when you look at them, it's obvious they are not living creatures. That's just apparently the theme. So a dragonfly ship is fitting right in. But there's also some that appear to be based off of nautical vessels. Most of those happen to be in the water-based docks. Some of them just decided to go off and look like something else entirely. Take your pick. There's all kinds that are there. I will say, Neri, you are able to find a dock that doesn't seem to have anyone parked there, and you are able to bring the Star, because I believe that's what you decided to name it, down for a graceful landing.
The Red Star.
Yes, with horns on the front to make it look just a teeny little bit like from his mom, because reasons.
All right, I'll say
that. Because why not?
Why not?
The original Dragonfly Kobold.
Yeah.
Okay. When you land, a few humans who appear to be dressed in some type of formal armor step forward and
Hello.
Are waiting at the entrance.
Oh, hello.
Hey, whoever's in there, you got kobolds, just so you know.
No,
That's us.
We are kobolds. We're in
whoever's
there.
Whoever's in there, you've got kobolds.
Nice to meet you. I'm Chroma. We're here from the Circle of Tales.
I don't think they've heard of that.
Oh, no, it's their ship, isn't it?
That's what she said.
Okay, it's 5 gold for this weight class of ship per day. Do you have the fee, or...
Uh-huh.
Okay, who's going to pay them 5 gold?
Me.
Okay. When you hand over the gold, they hand you a receipt and say, just stick this to the door of your ship, make sure it doesn't fall off, or you will have it be impounded. We do not take lightly about people parking ships illegally here at Mortofu. So, you know, just
tell me that's not what you've named this.
Mortofu?
Mortofu? Is that the turtle's
I wasn't
going
to name it More Pork.
Oh, no.
Remember earlier? Actually, I don't know if you remember this because your computer restarted on you earlier as I was talking about this. I said that you would love and hate this crystal sphere. Chris.
Oh, no.
We got past the love part. Now we're at the part where we're going to have to keep flammable objects away from you because you will try to burn it to the ground.
Well, I'm delighted.
Oh, as is my custom.
There's not enough flammable material for how much I want to burn this place.
Oh, there is enough flammable material, but none of it is willing to come into the crystal sphere. Okay, so they hand you the receipt for you to stick on the door. There's a little adhesive strip on the back after you peel off a little protective piece of plastic. It's kind of weird in its ingenuity, but there you go. When JR starts to come out, they say, oh, wait, hold up. You got to have a license for those.
For what?
A license?
Yeah.
For our friend?
Yeah.
That seems
That's a little weird.
Why would no unlicensed warforged are allowed on the city.
So warforged?
You can keep it in the ship.
No.
But it's got to stay in the ship.
JR wasn't made for war.
No, he's real friendly. He's not done anything violent. It's a guy.
Legacy name. Like, no warforged are made for war anymore. But we still call them that.
So why did they need a license?
Look, I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
Who
does?
What are you gonna do?
The patrician, of course. Look, it's clearly your first time here. I get that.
Are there more kobolds here?
Oh, gods, I hope not.
Oh, okay.
Well, that seems rude.
Well,
it's okay, though. A lot of people think that about us before they get to know us.
It's a few really salary bumps before I get paid enough to be polite.
Hmm. Well, so why do Warforged need a license? Who knows why? Could you tell us who knows?
Some lawyer, maybe? Or bureaucrat? Someone in one of the guilds? Look, I just watch the docks. I charge people amount of gold based on how large their ship is. I give them a little piece of paper that sticks to things. I tell them not to bring any contraband materials onto Terry the Turtle. And we move on.
So only one kind of being needs a permit to be here?
Well, for the most part, yes. We're rather cosmopolitan.
If I put them in my bag of holding, do they still need a license?
Look, I'm not saying that you should do this, but if I don't see you do it, I didn't know you did it. And, oh, look, another ship has landed right over there. I have to get going. It's been a delight to talk to you.
See, now you're
I'd like to say that, and now I'm going to walk this way and have a normal conversation with normal humanoids.
Okay, have fun.
Off we go. Off we go. I was this close to calling one of them Nobby, by the way.
I thought you were. I thought you were. I did not.
I
was having a hard time resisting asking if one of them was sort of gif-shaped and one of them looked like a terrible gnome.
If you go to the Discworld wiki, they actually list the different species that exist in Ankh-Morpork. As they go through the entire list, they're listing how many of each species exists. Like, there's 50,000 dwarves.
One Nobby Knobs?
And of course, Nobby Knobs. Yes.
As someone who's never read any of the books or watched any of the films...
There's a lot of in-jokes here, but you don't have to worry about it. The plot doesn't require you to know that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just every now and then you're going to hear EO not be able to prevent themselves from laughing out loud.
Right. Just know at that point,
it's because I made another reference. I'm almost out of reference.
There will be some that I get. There will be some that I do not. And when I get them, I will sigh.
That's how.
As is your custom.
Okay, yep. So...
Hey, JR, do you want to go in my bag of holding so that we don't need to license you?
JR looks
wouldn't
at
it,
you for
it be easier
a few beats.
Just license them?
I don't know how to license them.
We can ask,
but they're, I mean, the guy's over there somewhere talking.
I mean,
people.
We're not going to talk to him. He's not. He doesn't.
But
they sort of said we should. They said we should. I mean, they pretended that they didn't hear us while sort of saying that we should. So that means they said we should.
Insight check.
This for is who? A terrible
plan. Anyone who was involved in this conversation with the guard.
I've rolled a 13. Sure, and insight is plus 0, so I have a 13.
That's a 24. That was a natural 19 plus 5.
Nice.
Yeah, the guard wasn't trying to be nice. They just wanted to stop the conversation with the kobolds.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't need an insight check to know that.
I got a non-natural one. Chroma is convinced that they were doing the nudge, nudge, wink, wink. You should totally do it, rather than just trying to not have to arrest Cobalt.
Knowing Chroma so well, Annie, he wanted us to go away and stop talking to him. He wasn't telling us to commit a crime.
Well, it's not a crime if they're in extra-dimensional space, is it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure here it is a crime by what it sounds like.
Well, you can't license extra-dimensional space. Or, I mean, ask for a license for extra-dimensional space.
But you need to remember, we are visitors here. We have to follow their rules. If their rules is that a warforged, if that's what they're apparently, need to be licensed, we should either or stay on the ship, then be either licensed or ask JR to stay on the ship. Do we want to end up in space prison?
With
our only way home impounded.
Yeah, that's not going to work. We'll never find the
moon. That would end badly.
So
we hide him really well.
How to get JR. Wow, okay.
So, like, what if they go through our bags while we're going into the city? They'll find them.
We're not just here to find the moon. We're representatives of the Council of Tales. Do you want your mom to yell at us?
And we're not only representatives of the Council of Tales, we're representatives of Circulus and Faerun. We're representing two planets here.
Okay, I don't want to get yelled at by
everybody.
Your mom, the Circle of Tales, Vex, they will all yell at you.
Also your mom.
Right, she's kind of scary.
She's
even
really scary when she yells.
Her persuasion checks are actually intimidation checks.
Yeah,
hey, Zili actually is proficient in persuasion now. It's just that she's still double proficient in intimidation and has a dragon fear aura when she wants to, and yeah.
And okay. Archbeth, because I see you typing and a grandparent there. No, definitely not. Monty spoiled Chroma growing up. He was that grandparent.
So, all right, fine. Yes, let's, JR, can you watch the ship? I promise we'll try to get you a license soon.
JR waves.
Okay, I think that's a yes.
I think that's a yes.
Is that a yes?
JR nods.
I pat them on the back. You got this. Just don't break the ship. Don't lose the ship.
Don't fly away with it unless we're on it. Don't let anybody in.
JR points at Chroma's bag of holding and then shakes their head vigorously no.
Okay.
Good call. Good idea. Good call.
That's a smart choice there, JR.
Yep. And motions like they're going to go sit down in their chair.
That's a good spot for you. Don't let anybody in unless it's us, okay?
JR waves.
We'll see you later, buddy.
Back.
And if anyone shows up and tries to be mean to you, call us.
To be clear, any one of us, or any group of us, or any subset of us, can also come in the ship.
JR waves.
Bye!
JR waves again.
Chroma starts walking towards the exit.
Probably for the best.
Yeah! I am sorry about that.
No, I was here for the content of JR waving, and then everyone waves, and JR waves, and everyone waves, and JR waves, then everyone waves.
Yeah, it goes on and on.
JR doesn't know when to stop.
He'll figure it out eventually.
They're not yet 2 months old.
Oh, poor thing.
Okay, right. And they do close the door behind them.
Good.
Okay, so as you go through the city of Mortofu, which doesn't stop being funny the more I say it.
The more you say it, the more I want to cut you.
You were looking at flights on Saturday.
Yep.
But you weren't looking for flights to Maryland.
Yeah, but you were also looking to go into Florida.
Also true. Okay. So, with that said, the city of Mortofu is, and I said it again, very cosmopolitan. The streets are relatively clean. They're clean by kobold standards. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. There's stalls everywhere selling a wide variety of things. Every species that you have seen before is represented here, and several you've never seen before.
Every
species we've seen before, does that include more elephants?
You know, that's a good question. Give me a perception check.
Okay. Are we everybody? Let's see what Chroma does.
We'll anyone who's looking 18. For illithids. You do not currently see any illithids.
Okay.
What it was doesn't it mean they're not here in the city, as opposed to locked up in their ship, right. But you don't currently see any. You do see, because you're looking for that skin tone, you do end up seeing a group of three beings that are very, very tall humanoids, but they don't have squid faces, that have bright blue skin that slowly walk past looking at things without actually saying anything.
Do they have pointy ears?
Do they have
head tentacles?
They do not have head tentacles.
Okay.
This is not
you springing noodles on me. Okay.
Not yet. I just gave you the world of Terry Pratchett's Discworld. I'm not also giving you Twi'leks.
That's a good idea. I don't think Twi'leks should go to Ankh-Morpork.
Blue humanoids. Are they... Sorry, go on.
What were you saying?
Blue humanoids. Are they tall? And do they have goat feet?
They were tall. They were wearing boots. You did not see if they had goat feet or not. They did not have horns.
So not Troy and I.
They
you
were
went
not
where I went to. I'm
wearing nice
geek
dresses. you do, however, see some bird people.
Ganker, Arakokra?
Yes, both. Wow. Not hanging out together.
Neat.
But as you go through the city, you do run into some Arakokra that are bartering with some shopkeeper. But you also are almost jostled by a bunch of Kenku that run past, followed by several people in armor running after them.
If the Kenku jostled me at all, I checked my pockets.
Everything that you had in your pockets was still there. You were almost jostled. You weren't jostled.
Ah!
Right, watch out for them.
Let's see if there are other kobolds here.
Hands in pockets, people. Okay. Hands in pockets.
But my pockets
your wallet
go to extra
and move it
dimensional
to your front
space.
Pocket.
If I stick my hands in there, then I'll stick my hands in extra dimensional space.
Maybe you don't do that then.
Your
just
pockets
keep an eye
are
out.
Bags of holding.
Where do you think I get my artificer stuff from?
Never really thought about
it. Your bag of holding?
I mean, so technically the pockets aren't bags of holding, but... And then Chroma goes on an incomprehensible sort of magi-technological explanation of how she can get artificer spell things, but only those out of her pockets without needing to take an action to get them out of the pocket. Because, you know, the action is casting the spell.
Did everyone follow that, or does she need to say it again?
I'm just going to nod my head. A lot.
Dax nods politely.
Mm-hmm.
Chroma, give me an insight check.
18?
You're fairly certain deception. That... This is the equivalent of when your mom would say, that's nice, dear.
Can I deception? Because I want to
answer.
Right.
Like, give an deception.
I care. I want to try. Ah, no, it was only a 50.
So yeah, you got a that's nice, dear.
Anyway.
I probably just don't understand, and so I'm just like, okay, cool.
Right. Let's do something productive, I guess. Look for people who might know where the moon went. I have no idea who in the city might know where the moon went.
Is this place big enough to park a moon?
It is not.
No.
Okay.
It's small enough to park on a moon, I bet.
By the way, this is how I feel every time I enter a city. I'm like, well, I'm in the city now. Okay, so now what?
Now, I mean,
what lane am I supposed to
run
be
around and buy things from these stalls and meet everyone ever, but that's not the mission, so...
You know, It occurs to me that the people who live in the tallest buildings probably have the best views.
Oh, great idea. Let's find the tallest building in the city.
And just go to a random person and just say, did you see a moon?
Uh-huh.
I know how that sounds, but at the same token, can you think of anything else?
No, I was hoping someone else would come up with a better idea because I got nothing.
Try to find that patrician person and ask them if they saw a moon.
Yeah, I don't know. That's authority, though, and they're going to wonder why we're tracking a moon. I mean, it's not ours,
someone
right?
Someone stole... Well, it is ours. It's stolen.
Well, I mean, it's not just ours. I mean, I don't know.
We are representatives of the planet Circulus, whose moon was stolen.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the Circle of Tails. And, I'm trying to think of other people we're representatives of, but...
Faerun.
Right.
And Faerun.
Okay.
And another planet that's probably not Galarian.
All right, so where do we find this guy? Or girl?
Ellie has inspiration because she knows what she did. You do get jostled by a penguin. Well, they look like a penguin. They waddle past you and say, hey, I'm walking here. I just shared a picture of what they look like.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Hi.
They're already waddling past you.
Oh.
I don't think that one wants to talk to us right now.
Are there any gifts around?
Give me a perception check.
I don't imagine we're going to find many people that actually wants to talk to people.
You have a feeling like if there were GIF around, a 12 would definitely let you know that they were GIF around.
Yeah.
And we'd hear them. They just never showed up.
I mean, you could try addressing the elephant in the room, but that's definitely an elephant person, not a hippo person.
So probably not a GIF.
Probably not. Well, the plan that was proposed was you walk towards one of the near buildings that's really, really tall.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Either that or we find that patrician person and try to ask them.
I am here for this content if that's what you attempt to do. I have stats and a name for them.
Oh, good.
I have a horrible feeling I can take a guess, but I'm not going to take a guess.
So... I said early on when I started streaming our D&D games, not for this campaign, this came later, that I felt like using a webcam was more trouble than it was worth. The bandwidth issues and all kinds of other things that can occur when you're trying to mess with a camera for a format that's going to end up being all audio anyway. Which is why I haven't had a camera pointing at me, making all of these expressions of anticipation, waiting for the next thing to happen. I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm getting a kick out of the session.
All right.
And the choices the players are making and the reactions the players are giving.
We went to space on Kmorpork. I am thrilled and delighted by everything that is happening.
That warms my heart. My cold, dead, middle school teaching, Dungeons and Dragons DMing heart. Okay. So you're heading towards one of the taller buildings. And you come up to a cart that appears to have lost two of its wheels. They're the wheels on the right side, which is preventing it from being level. There's also several crates that have spilled over and glass. They appear to be glass, could be crystal, hard to tell. Spheres have rolled all over the place. And there is a human who is doing their best to try to pick them all up.
I start helping.
Wonderful. Give me a dexterity check because a lot of people who are in this area are not helping to varying degrees. Some of them are just saying, hey, there's a lot of glass circles all over the floor. How about I don't try to step on those? I don't want to be a character in a Three Stooges show.
Can I spend my inspiration to not now? Well, actually, no. If I get a nat one, that's funnier.
Okay.
So you go to pick them up, and you do the whole step on them thing. And
oh, no.
For the briefest of moments, you are skating. You have this idea for special boots that have wheels attached to them that would allow you to go much faster.
I'm going to make splat.
Oops.
I turn to Neri and just say, you know, I'm starting to get what he was saying about not wanting to deal with kobolds.
It's okay, I have mending.
She does have mending, this is true. I'm going to ask the human if...
I don't think any of these are broken. Are you okay?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You did like a somersault in the air when you landed. That was actually pretty neat. Oh, you're kobolds. Cool.
Yeah. Is this your cart?
Hi.
Well,
do you need help? Are these maps?
It belongs to the guild. I've got a map, but no, these are for making telescopes. But you're kobolds. Hey, do you totally know Daldane? I've got this card.
Wow.
We totally know Daldane.
Yeah.
She's from the Circle of Tales, too.
I'm surprised she got out here this far.
Oh, no, she didn't. But she visited... she didn't visit me.
Oh, no.
My head hurts when I think about it too much. Hi, I'm Kevin.
Oh, no.
I don't think our characters know Kevin yet.
No, they don't.
No,
they don't. And I don't know if the other kobolds would have told these kobolds. And by the way, if you see Kevin, run.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone would have told us anything. So, all right.
Actually, their experience with Kevin wasn't really that bad.
Right.
I'd like to point out that the instant realization with me and Ellie there was just, oh, no. Thank you for that alone, Aaron.
I provide a valuable service. And now that you've realized, the players have realized, not the characters, have realized that they have encountered another Kevin. Not their Kevin, but a different Kevin. We've been playing for over an hour. What do you say we take a quick 5-minute break?
Okay.
I'm going to press buttons. And we're back. And you've met Kevin. And regrets were expected, but not manifested.
Since none of us know Kevin yet.
No, the players expected the DM to have regrets. He does not.
I see.
He is here for this chaos content. The DM is DMing an all kobold campaign.
True.
Yes. True. The DM is campaigning. Well, yeah, the DM is running a campaign where Ellie and Chris and Io are all players. Let's face it, there's a bit of chaos involved there. Just saying.
Does that mean the barbarian's the sensible one?
Oh, no.
Well, that is terrifying.
Well, the barbarian's wisdom is +0, so...
Or the druid. Maybe the druid's the sensible one.
I would like to point out, I was not naming characters. I was naming players.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, then I am nowhere near the sensible.
I mean, I did invent the Shedite clown car. Which I will tell you all about after the session is over, because it's in Nomine, and we are not playing in Nomine.
Ellie explained it to us before we started playing tonight, so.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Yeah.
It's, now, you say clown car, and that I could argue is accurate, but I was thinking of Russian dolls when it was described to me.
Or the worst Jack in the Box.
Yes, I also described it as the worst Jack in the Box. But this is not the worst Jack in the Box, so far as you know.
Thankfully.
So there is some time spent, but you do manage to pick up most, if not all, of the glass spheres that have been going all over the place. Some of them are scuffed. There's two of them that are cracked.
Mending.
Okay, so none of them are scuffed or cracked.
Yay!
I don't believe. It took me this long to get the joke.
What? There was a joke?
I'll put it in chat so that later listeners can work it out on their own.
and so later the DM can... I mean...
God damn it.
You know,
that is totally safe for work, but at the same time, I'm going to leave the players to figure that out on their own, because it's just obtuse enough that they wouldn't realize it right away.
Yeah.
Although it was a line from the Robin Williams Peter Pan sequel Hook. So, moving forward, Kevin does thank you more than once for helping him out.
Wait, have you seen a moon?
Yes?
Ours was stolen. It should have flew past here at some point.
Oh, yeah. I remember something about that happening more than once.
You did?
I think. It's,
more than
which
way did it go?
I'm sorry. I get confused really easily. There's... You ever feel like you're at more than one place at once?
No.
No.
Only when the teleporting went really weird.
Ah, okay. Well, that's me all the time. That's how I knew Daldane. Because I'm there too, sort of.
You're with Daldane?
Well, no, but planet I don't has understand. Big circle continent thingy.
Circular.
Yeah, that's ours.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a me there. I think he works at a wizard academy? Or I do?
I don't know. I've never been. It's hard to keep track.
Well, here I work for the Observers Guild. So it's kind of like an academy, but there's more paperwork and less teaching.
Oh, that sounds like the sort of person we need to talk to.
I walk up to him and I'm just going to sniff his breath. Do I smell alcohol?
Not a drop.
Hmm.
I think he makes sense.
I think he's crazy.
I don't know.
I get that a lot.
It's okay. I do too.
Yeah. See, I've heard Chroma do this for like forever. So, and she's not crazy.
And to be fair, you might not.
Well,
be
I'd
wrong.
Argue that.
you might not be wrong, but you'd be surprised how many times I've run into people who've met more than one of me.
I've never met any of you before this.
Yeah, me neither. Well, I've not even heard of you.
But I know who Daldane is.
Oh, I totally know Daldane.
Well, yeah, you have the card. We've all heard about those cards.
Well, I had to make the card myself because she's never been here.
Right, right.
But I tried to make it exactly as I remembered it, and he holds it up, and it does look like a very accurate representation.
Is this the only relatively seen Kevin? Because he doesn't seem too crazy compared to the other Kevins.
I kind of get yelled at a lot if I act too insane, according to what other people say is insane. I don't like that
so
much.
Well, that seems rude.
Yeah, well...
Who's been yelling at you?
Mr. Lensgrinder sometimes yells at me. He's head of the guild. And the other guild leaders, sometimes they yell at me. The new kids, sometimes they'll yell at me.
That's a lot of yelling.
The guards that got really upset that I was blocking the street with all these crates filled with glass spheres to be turned into telescopes. They yelled at me for a while. So there was that. Oh, I gotta put the wheels back on.
How'd they come off?
Structural failure.
Okay. Well, I could probably lift the cart up for you a little bit so you can do that.
Oh. Well, that'd be very kind of you.
And I'm good at repairing things.
She's real good at repairing things. Fantastic. I'm good at breaking things.
Give me a strength athletics check and I would say a sleight of hand check.
Excellent. I'm proficient in sleight of hand.
I've rolled a 7. Strength is +.
Okay, you go to lift the cart. I would say, well, 7 plus 7, that's a 14 for lifting. You get it up, but not up high enough for the wheels to actually be fitted properly. Oh. So Kevin goes, here, let me help. And the cart goes the rest of the way up.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, Kevin's standing behind you.
Huh. Okay. Maybe you gotta be taller for this to work.
And with a 17, Chroma is very easily able to reattach the wheels. You do think of several ways that you would be able to reinvent them, but you don't really have the time for that, so you just sort of like put them in place and cast mending a bunch of times.
All right, there we go. Yeah, can we come with you to the Observer's Guild?
Oh, it's the least I could do for helping me out, sure. Don't tell anyone I helped you with the whole wagon thing.
Also,
why not?
Because it didn't look like I was helping.
But you said you'd help and then it started floating. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not about how...
That's...
Yeah.
People already think I'm a little crazy. I'm
so
okay
you want
with
them
that?
To think you're a little... So you don't want people thinking you're a sorcerer?
We can go with that. I'm in the Observers Guild. We're supposed to notice things. we're not supposed to be the ones that everyone is noticing.
Huh.
Anyway, hop on.
Okay.
Okay.
Climb in.
Do you know where we can register Warforged as well?
Register a Warforged? They get registered in the factory.
Oh.
Well, but then why did they tell us we needed a permit or something for our friend?
They weren't from a factory, so it's he was made on our planet, not in a factory.
Their father made them.
Yep.
Okay.
So we need a license for them.
Was their father named the mechanic?
Nope. Mm-mm.
No.
No?
Okay,
their father's name is Cogbucket.
Don't think I've heard that one before. Oh, well. And at this point, really you realize nice. There's no horses for the cart.
I just figured some kind of magic.
Kevin hops up on top of the cart. When he's sure that all of you are also on board, he pulls a lever and it starts moving forward.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Mr. Lensgrider made it. He said it was a weekend project.
That's pretty neat.
I need to talk to him.
Yeah, until the wheels fall off.
I need to talk to him and correct his design notes.
Well, you would get to see what he's like when he's yelling at people.
It's okay, I'm used to being yelled at.
That's actually kind of true.
It is actually surprisingly easy to get used to being yelled at.
What do I need to roll to see if there's any obvious magic at all going on around us, other than the flying ships?
Absolutely nothing. There is copious amounts of magic. Half the stalls are selling magical items. Now, granted, most of them are common magical items. There are beings that are in this city where it looks like they are relying on magical items to be able to breathe the atmosphere that is currently surrounding this giant turtle.
Okay.
No one is giving this cart a second glance as it goes down the street, other than to make sure they're out of its way.
I was just wondering if the cart was a mechanism of some kind and not actually magic powered.
Oh, for that, give me an arcana check.
Can I also make an arcana check?
Certainly.
Sorry.
The player had misapprehended what was going on.
Oh, are we not making arcana checks?
You can do whatever you want.
25?
Okay, with a 25, which is from a natural 19, I would say that upon making the repairs that you made and seeing this cart in action having been repaired, you are fairly certain that Mr. Lensgrinder happens to be an artificer of some kind.
Ah.
Okay. And the cart rolls over to a building that looks like it is quite tall, maybe not the tallest building in the city, but it ranks up there. And you go down a ramp into a basement area, and the cart pulls to a stop, and Kevin hops off.
Okay, I'm hopping off.
I'll hop off too.
Okay, well, I need to tell people that our shipment of new lenses has come in.
Okay.
It's not a really important thing. It's the initiates have to make a telescope as part of the whole join up thing. Fortunately, one of me works in a makerspace, so it was actually kind of fun to learn how to do it.
What's a makerspace?
Oh, it's kind of like, have you ever heard of Woodshop, the class? Oh, well, it's kind of like that.
It teaches you how to sew. No, that wouldn't make sense.
Oh, yeah, I learned how to sew at a makerspace. You're right.
No, sew logs. You said woodshop.
Woodshop? Like where you buy...
Oh, no, that's a lumber yard. One of me worked in that too. It wasn't very fun. But you wanted to meet Mr. Lensgrinder. So...
Right.
We can see if he's free. Let's head upstairs.
Okay.
He starts heading up the stairs. And as soon as you're out of the basement area, which looked like it was mostly for storage, and also there were several other carts that looked like they were the same design, you do get to an area that looks more like a welcome center. So it's a very open design with a few desks at the far end away from the main doors. There's various doors that can slide open and close to either side. There's a few very bored-looking people behind the desks. Every now and then you see one random person walking from point A to point B where point A and point B are designed to be totally random locations that you cannot discern why they would want to go from point A to point B, but they walk with purpose, so clearly they had a reason to do so.
Wow, neat.
Yeah, this is the most boring floor. And he walks up to one of the front desks and says, so the lenses for the newbies are here? Right, okay. And these kobolds want to talk to Mr. Lens Grinder. Is he free? And the person behind the desk looks at Kevin, and they look at Kevin. And they go, oh, wait, you're not joking. They look over and they see the kobolds. You're really not joking.
I wave.
We're here to see Mr. Lens Grinder.
Do the city guard know that we have kobolds?
Uh-huh. They were nice. Well, I mean, they were kind of rude, but in a nice way.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, we paid them to park our ship, so.
Right.
I have a lot of questions that I feel like I will regret the answers if they're given to me.
We're from the Circle of Tales.
I have been given information that I have no idea what to do with it, but I will make a note of it.
Thanks. I mean, you're welcome.
I don't know which one of those to go with.
Okay, well, I'll check and see if Mr. Gear Grinder's... No, that's someone different. The DM... That's someone else entirely different who makes a very strong alcoholic beverage.
Right.
Which can take out a dwarf. And he uses rocket fuel.
I don't think we want to talk to them.
I mean, it would be a fun conversation for Chroma specifically. Everyone else would be in mortal terror.
Be horrified.
Yes.
Yes.
It explodes for how much? The slightest spark, you say?
I would have ideas.
Oh, no.
You sent your ex-boyfriend how far into the sky? Which is literally how I introduced
that's
the Gear
Grinder. Literally, yeah, that's yeah. Canon.
Yeah, that's canon. Okay, well, this person who's behind the desk pulls out a wand and they hold it up to their temple and they close their eyes for a little bit. Then they look over at the kobolds and they close their eyes again and they nod and they open their eyes again and say, you say you have a ship.
Uh-huh. I got to help build it, but, you know, mostly just helping because Fiddlepunch is... well,
he kind of planned it.
He did the design.
Yeah.
But I got the help.
You built a ship.
Yeah.
I'm an artificer.
I didn't really, but she can.
They close their eyes and hold the wand up to their head a bit more.
I can show you my artificer things if you want.
They fixed the cart.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
The wheels fell off again.
Oh.
No.
I might be able to
they
get
fell
that
off.
To stop happening.
I mean...
Oh, you mean before we
I'm not
fixed
touching
it.
That one, but yeah. The person behind the desk opens their eyes again and says, right, well, Mr. Lens Grinder would be fine with you coming up and seeing him.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, the door's over there. Just go through those and then press the button and you'll see him.
All right. Sounds good.
And Kevin goes with you. And as you go in, he says, brace yourselves.
Uh-oh.
For what?
Is there anything to hang on to in here?
Have you ever been in an elevator before?
Have I?
Well, you've been to
Naoth Academy, yes. Otherwise, you have not.
No. But we've been in a spaceship to get here. I mean, how different could it be, really?
Well, similar in some ways. It's a small room that instead of taking the stairs, the room gets moved up or down for you to get from one floor to the other. It's been reinvented a lot of times throughout my lives. It's interesting. But Mr. Lens Grinder doesn't care so much for the slow acceleration thing to make it be more gentle. He says it's a waste of time.
Kerma looks at Nary.
So I'm afraid this is going to be a dexterity save.
We're going to ride a ballista to the roof.
Yep. I've rolled a 4. Dexterity is +3.
You are... you feel like you might be a small kobold-shaped puddle on the floor.
5. Good.
There 15. Is a chroma-shaped puddle next to you.
This is
when Mom talked about getting shot out of a cannon, she made it sound fun.
Technically, it was a trebuchet.
Trebuchet.
Right, yeah, it was a trebuchet.
Okay.
11 for Neri.
Neri is not a puddle, but Neri does go down to her knees. And I almost said Cindy. Zenosha's roll is a 15. Zenosha's fine. And what was Dax's roll?
What?
Uh-oh.
Chris, dexterity save. You're in an elevator that's going too fast.
Oh, God. Okay. Math. 60.
Okay. Dax is fine. So Dax is fine. Zenosha's fine. Kevin is fine. But there are two puddles and a kobold on their knees. And then the elevator stops. And those of you who rolled low are briefly airborne.
Uh-oh.
And then you're not.
Oh, no.
Told you. And the door is open. And you are in a very spacious office that has a giant hole in the roof through which you see the blackness of space.
Well, that's different.
And a large cylinder that it looks like a giant spyglass sticking out through the hole in the roof.
Ah, a telescope.
Oh, is that what you call them when they're big?
Mm-hmm.
And a small gnome steps out from behind the desk because, of course, the desk was taller than the gnome. And says, ah, yes, but why do you think that this telescope is here?
So you can observe the stars?
Oh, can you get the telescopic effects through an illusion?
Could you move the telescope? It seems pretty big.
I had my hopes up. Of course, you wouldn't realize it. No, that's no illusion. That is the wild space surrounding the Great Turtle. That's how high up we are. We have extended beyond the atmosphere.
See, I told you. If we go to the top of the tallest building, we'll find someone who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
You are very wise for a small lizard person.
Kobolds. We're kobolds.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Half cold, in any case, half cold. I'm my own best friend.
Will not laugh. I already gave you inspiration. I will not laugh. I am one with the force. The force is with me. I'm one with the force. The force is with me. Okay.
In any case, I was told that Kevin brought you here and you have a ship of your own that you built?
Helped.
Yeah. She helped, yeah.
Fiddlepunch designed it.
Helped in the way a small child helps their mom bake bread, or helped as in made structural design changes?
Helped as in he's the one who taught me how to artificer?
Yeah, that.
I made some design recommendations because I was the only one who'd flown one.
Uh-huh. She's our pilot. She's really good. Even if she does fly like an elevator sometimes.
Oh, wonderful. So you don't like wasting time either. That's fantastic. I'm glad that we're on the same page. So you'll have to forgive me. I wanted to meet you because kobolds with their own ship usually don't land gracefully enough to then meet other people outside of a medical bay. So, So I was very interested in seeing this.
We did that landing once. We didn't like it very much, so we decided to not do it anymore.
And also, with a better ship that had,
And Chroma, people don't know what the Circle of Tails is. You have to tell them we're from the planet Circulus.
The what now?
Well, they're not going to learn what the Circle of Tails is if I don't tell them that we're from it.
I have never heard of this planet.
It's pretty far away.
Like, how far?
It took us a while to get here in the slipstream.
Like,
yeah.
You mean the flow. How long did it take you?
He's gone back over to his desk while he's asking this.
How long? I probably...
About a month, wasn't it?
Well, it took a month to build it. But then it took you maybe a week.
A couple weeks.
This is the DM not remembering late at night, but it took you maybe a week to get to the edge of the sphere. And then it took you a week, a little bit more than a week once you got to the edge of the sphere. Maybe a week and a half from when you entered the flow to get to the front door, so to speak, of this crystal sphere.
It took about a week and a half to get from our sphere to this one.
Oh, that's not far at all. That is really, really close. That narrows it down. I have never heard of your planet.
And he comes over and he is holding a different sphere. This one has a lot of sparkles in it.
That one's a map.
And he reaches out and he pinches on part of it and then spreads his fingers out and it zooms in.
See? Told you that was a map.
Well, there's a new one coming out in a few weeks that you're supposed to be able to fold. I'm not really keen on that. But in any case, so here's us.
And he shows you a dot that you actually see text appearing next to it that is in Gnomish. I don't know if you can read Gnomish or not.
I can.
Okay. Well, then you see it clearly says more tofu. And let's zoom out. So we're looking at all the spheres that are within a week and a half's travel to here. Not from here, because that's actually a different thing. And he moves his hand again. And you see a whole bunch of names all over the place. None of them say Circulus.
I don't see...
Well, Neri, you're the one who was the ship. Do any of these look like they're from the right heading?
What direction does the flow travel in this map?
Oh, all over the place. Let me see if I can press the setting. And he does something that you can't perceive exactly what he did. It might have been a mental control thing. But you see a bunch of green arrows going off in different directions. Some of them are heading towards. Some of them are heading away. There's some spots where there's green arrows going in both directions.
Well, you were downstream from us.
Okay, so that narrows it down too, and he motions again, and you see a bunch more just disappear. And you still don't see any that are labeled Circulus.
Well, none of them have the right name, but I guess ours could have had a different name at some point.
I don't know what that is.
It's always been Circulus.
Well, the people who make these maps tend to let whoever resides inside that particular sphere give it a name. So there's Kryn space, there's Toral space.
Well,
no Circulus space.
Space travel's kind of new to Circulus, so...
We're the first ones.
Well, you're probably not the first ones. You might be the first groundlings from your world to come out, but there would have been others. Unless...
I mean, there were all those dragonborn on the moon, and they had to get there somehow.
Right.
He starts shaking the orb.
They weren't from Circulus.
He bounces it off the floor like a basketball briefly.
They were from a whole bunch of other places because they got summoned, I guess, and then they went to the moon. Okay, I'm a little confused about what happened. Yeah.
It was stuck. Mm-hmm. The setting isn't used very much, so it doesn't always work properly. So every now and then, there are crystal spheres that are found that the keys don't work on. So the map makers don't tend to do anything about those. They'll mark them off, but you can't name them because no one can go in to find out what they should be called. And besides, who would want to go to something that you can't actually get to? It doesn't work that way. So it looks like you're actually from here, and he shows you a little black dot that, well, you can't tell if it's the one that you want or not, but it's a little black dot that, based on what the legend is for this particular map, would be about a week and a half's journey away through Flo.
The key definitely got us out, though. I mean, as evidenced by us being here.
Well, it get us back, though, too? I mean, it's a key, right?
If it lets you get out, it lets you get in. But,
okay.
I mean...
Do the spheres that people can't get out of and into sometimes light up? You know, go from being black dots to normal dots?
Nope, the crystal spheres are always black. The only time you see anything else is when there's a hole in them.
Oh, I mean, I misunderstood what the map was like.
Oh, well, this map isn't a live image. That costs extra.
But do keys sometimes start working where they didn't used to?
That's what I meant.
That's a different guild that's looking into that. And let me tell you, I usually don't talk to them because they're crazy. Something about trying to figure out five-dimensional space when we live in three dimensions, it just messes with your head. I'm an observer guildmaster, and I don't want to deal with looking at that.
Oh, I have another question.
42.
What?
That doesn't really help, actually.
I don't understand.
I'm not a very experienced artificer, but do you know of, and I'm really not experienced with the ship stuff yet, do you know of any way that someone might put a pilot throne... A helm on a moon and pilot the moon?
By all the science I know, that is impossible.
Okay, well, but someone stole our moon.
Yes, and we've been trying to get it back.
I didn't say it couldn't be done. I said by all the science I know, it's impossible.
It was gone, and we just looked up and it was not there anymore, and it was gone. So
we're going to find out about new science.
Zenosha, you were going to ask a question? Maybe not.
So, I don't normally do this to strange groups of five kobolds that come into my office unannounced.
One could say that I have actually never done this to a group of five kobolds that have come into my office unannounced. But come look at this. And he comes over to his desk and then he realizes that all of you are too short for his desk. So he presses a button and five step stools come out of the ground for you to climb up on.
Oh, I climb up on one. Neat.
And then he climbs up on his chair, which appears to be a normal sized chair, but it does have a little kitty seat that's been put on top of it. Like you get at certain fast food restaurants. Mm-hmm. And he sits in that. And he shows you the papers that are covering the desk. And give me... The best role for this would be an Arcana check. Anyone who wants to figure out what the papers are talking about.
All right.
I've rolled a 14 and Arcana for some reason is plus one.
Nat 20.
You got a 15. Oh my, mm-hmm. The barbarian figures this out.
I got a nat 20.
And Chroma can support her... thesis with evidence from the text, but the barbarian has figured out some of it, just can't show the work.
Mm-hmm.
Niri also figures it out, and I think this particular content has made Dax and Zenosha both start to nod off. Yes, that might actually be a thing right now.
I'm awake, but
okay.
Yeah, Zenosha's, once you're looking at all this magic arcana stuff, she's paying enough attention to know what the next course of action is, but, you know, sort of like when people start talking math to someone who hates math, she's just kind of nodding.
Okay. You're giving a that's nice, dear. Okay. So, you might have noticed when you came in that this is not the only turtle that
right,
we have.
Right, right, right. There's another one.
Yes. There's actually several. There's about 27 that we know of. Every now and then we find one, every now and then we lose one. In any case...
Lose one?
Well, lose sight of one. They pop in and out.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
Evidence shows that they don't actually disappear, but, you know, never mind. That's all theory stuff. In any case, you'll notice these trajectories here, and everyone who rolled picks up on what the trajectories are. Therefore, mm-hmm. something with a large amount of gravity that came through this system.
Aha.
And how it affected other things that were in the system. Some of them a bit too close to the large thing with lots of gravity.
That's got to be the moon.
Yeah, we didn't lose any turtles, but three turtles lost, shall we say, their entire collection of ballast.
Oh.
That's not good.
Yes, including their colonies.
That's very bad.
That was very bad, yes. It happened incredibly fast. Whatever... did it, which I'm believing now was your moon, didn't bother to slow down when it came out of the flow. It used the flow to accelerate itself like a cannon shot.
That sounds about right.
Yes.
It was moving pretty
it made
fast
a slight course
it.
Correction here and then kept on going.
Well, now
we know
where,
it's headed. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, we were saying the same thing.
Oh, cool.
So I'm willing to give you copies of these. Whoever took three colonies from us is definitely no friend of ours. So if you can go and stop whoever hijacked this moon, like bring him to justice if possible. If you want a place where we can have a trial where we can promise that it'll be totally fair and non-biased with a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I know a place.
We just want our moon back. We're not really into the whole politics. At least I'm not.
Oh, it wouldn't be politics. It'd be government.
I don't understand the difference.
It's okay.
All right.
All right. So to speed things along, because we are wrapping up very shortly, mm-hmm. Edgar Ledgegrinder, because Edgar was his first name, because of course it was, gives you copies mm-hmm. of the maps so that those of you who rolled quite high would be able to use them to figure out which direction to head in to follow the moon. Looks like your job here is done. Okay. So
can we get a copy of that neat interactive map of the flow?
Oh, those, yeah, you can buy those at, like, half the street corners here. We're a port city, for crying out loud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Try to avoid the ones that have City of Mortofu written on them. They're tourist trap stuff.
Good to know.
Yeah, they make them in okay. China space. Very cheap.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you for not crashing into our turtle.
We
try not to
know,
crash.
You wouldn't happen to know who's... shell-shaped ship that is outside, would you?
Oh, the Nautiloid thing?
Yeah.
Probably a bunch of illithids. They come here every now and then. So long as they don't eat anyone's brains, we don't mind so much.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you.
I mean, they do eat brains, but so long as they don't eat any of our brains.
All right, good to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Smash cut to, you are in front of your ship. The door is open.
It probably shouldn't be open. I'm going to go
hey,
in.
JR,
and
see.
Well, let's
in
look
there.
Inside. Hey, JR, we're back.
JR, are you in there?
Someone give me a perception check or investigation check, whichever you prefer.
I'm much better at one of those than the other.
Well, we got a 12 from Neri, so that's unfortunately not going to do it.
I can't roll tonight.
It's okay.
I got a 10, but I accidentally rolled in general.
Oh, okay. Let's see what I get. I've got a 2. Yep.
I got a nat 20.
Okay. So there's no sign of any foul play. There's nothing that looks like it's out of place. The mushrooms are all fine. But the paper that you self-adhered to the door of your ship appears to have had an addendum added to it.
Uh-oh.
3 letters. They're block letters and appear to have been written by a being who has never written letters before. They are B-R-B.
Oh, no. He left a note, but we don't know where he went.
And that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Small droid in the big city. All right. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Chris, who may or may not have fallen asleep, but that's okay. Let's try not to wake him. Yeah. Ellie, EO, Jen, Cindy, Archbrothers, let's hang out in chat. Let's do a few quick plugs. AstroCTC.com is Chris's podcast. The new episode went up today, I want to say. They recorded it this weekend, to be sure. Ellie has a social network, elec.xyz. It's on Mastodon. So those of us who have Mastodon accounts, you can follow us by going to our cast page. The cast page link is in the show notes. EO's mom writes books, elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast, bookofjen.net. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on, just like some other awesome people, which include Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric. And until next time, this is Crash saying, thank you for not crashing into our turtle. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.